If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Kia Studios,
yeah,
where we are not, but Joe is.
This is outrageous. This is outrageous slander.
That's pretty typical slander.
It was actually, honestly, it's been worse. let's be perfectly honest. Andy's done much worse to me.
The way that somehow I didn't transition from mud balls to you, so I feel like
Joe,
I feel like that's a win.
Joe, I'm going to get Andy's thought on the mud ball. What is your thoughts, Joe?
As a golfer.
So I'm with you guys. I feel like at heart, generally speaking, I'm fine with the conditions being difficult and obviously everybody having to deal with them. I did just cut the sound from Scottie Scheffler kind of complaining about it, I guess you could say. And I think he makes a point, which is that, you know, we've learned how to play golf in a certain way. And I think with the mud, it basically just presents a level of volatility into the field, which can be exciting for fans because it makes it so that anybody can win. But at the same time, I think a lot of golf fans watch golf hoping that the cream of the crop in the field are all on that leaderboard. And I think that it's less likely for that to happen when you do have this situation happening.
I think that they'll probably be fine. But, I mean, I understand what he's saying. I think, you know, one or two shots throughout the tournament that may be affected like that. I get what he's saying because it's course conditions that are leading to that. It's not – he didn't hit it into a bad spot. He hit it in the fairway and that happened.
Did you hear what Victor Hovland said about he said he's been trying to, on certain holes, be strategic about just playing his drives lower so that they run on the grass and kick some of that mud off of them, which I think, you know, there's some genuine strategy, and kudos to him for that.
But I've hit mud ball before. You know me, Andy, let my ball go anywhere in the woods. I just find a one that's been there for about a couple months.
And sometimes
I'll hit it.
You found it.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I was playing a Titleist.
I don't see it.
Victor Hovland said a lot of funny stuff this week. He's like, yeah, I'd rather practice than, like, grind to make the cut. He's like, if I don't have a chance to win, I'm not going. Like, all right, Vic, let's be honest about it. All right, so the Falcons schedule came out earlier this week. Obviously, I think everybody enjoyed the Mario Kart release video. They always do a nice job. What jumped out to you as far as the games that are actually on the schedule, when they're played, where they're going, and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, it's a really tough schedule, and I don't know if the Falcons are the only team that this has happened to so far, but I think one of the big kind of controversies coming out of this was them not getting that bye week after they go play their international game in Germany. And it was my understanding that previous to this, that if teams wanted to have the bye week following that international game, they got it. I reached out to a source to kind of follow up on this, considering that it didn't happen for the Falcons. And basically what I learned was that it's more of a request situation now because there are so many international games. It's basically impossible for the NFL to really fulfill all the wishes of these teams. And so I think you got to hit the league a little bit for that. I think it just, like, puts teams a little bit behind the eight ball in some circumstances. And I think that, you know, the Falcons got the rough end of it. Having said that, you know, it's a difficult schedule for sure. And there are some other issues in terms of the traveling. Like, they go out to the West Coast twice this season, but not back to back. They don't kind of make that one trip. And so that's more difficult. But it's like, is the schedule really going to be the thing that is the difference maker between this team making the playoffs and not? I kind of feel like it can't be. You know, they've got to go out and
never
just do the thing.
Hey, JP, I asked Mike Conti this on Tuesday when we had on. I wanted to get your thought. How do you look at, or do you think NFL teams look at playing overseas in these games as like a privilege and all those different things?
You know, I think that the I think for the players, it's a burden more than anything. Right. To be perfectly honest, I think for like it depends on who you talk to. There's probably different reactions to it. Like people who are not on the playing side and are just trying to grow the business of the Falcons and et cetera, et cetera. They love the opportunity to get out there, the PR that they're able to do and grow their fan base. But I think that when you talk to the coaches and the players about these kinds of games, especially kind of the week of or the week prior, it's a lot of thinking about the logistics and trying, you know, how are we going to get our practices in. The NFL, I think, has done things since they've started to do these international games that's made it easier on these teams than obviously what it was several years ago. But I think it's, you know, it's just a, it's a slog. It's a difficult trip for, you know, the people that are involved with the actual playing of the game, whether that's the players or the coaching staffs.
Here's my theory about why it's now a, you know, hopefully you can get a bye after an international game as opposed to when it used to be you're just going to. They're just greasing the skids for everybody playing an international game every year, mm-hmm. and not everybody's going to be able to get a bye after they play their international
100%.
Game. Especially because some of those games are going to be week one.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
We're not too far away. Okay, so you're kind of on the same thought process. We're not too far away from the NFL, and I know that they opened last year. A couple teams opened in Brazil, and they're doing it again. I feel like we're not far away from there being an international game every single weekend on the NFL schedule.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree with you, and I might add, if we want to go a little even crazier into, you know, what might happen, and I don't think this is too crazy, there might be more bye weeks too, Andy. You know,
yeah,
I think it makes total sense for the NFL to
there'll be more games.
extend the season a week and add a bye week, and I think that that will alleviate a lot of the problems that teams and the fans of those teams tend to have after these releases when they feel like they were hard done by.
Hey, JP, when is the have they announced it? I know they probably have. I can't think of it. When is the mandatory minicamp?
That's later in June. I believe it's right at the end of the June. At the end of June, I don't have the dates up in front of me right now. But yeah, that's the mandatory minicamp. But what's funny is that the mandatory minicamp is like the easiest thing ever. It's basically for players to show up, and if it's anything like it was last year, you know, it's a family day, basically. The families are out there on the field. You know, it's obviously mandatory. They get the majority of the hard work done during these days that they're going through right now with the workouts and the OTAs.
Hey, Jay, when they go out there and do some stuff as far as, like, team and everything like that, who's the second-team quarterback?
Well, we actually haven't been able to be out there. There has not been media access yet for an OTAs day. We were out there for a rookie minicamp day. Oh. So we actually have not seen the guys in action yet. So I don't know. But, I would say, you know, there's been a lot made about Kirk Cousins obviously kind of showing up maybe unexpectedly to OTAs earlier. And yeah. I would say that it sounds like from having talked to the coaches, and I didn't kind of drill down on this because I didn't want to make it a thing, but I don't know if his attendance has been 100%. I think he's been there for days, obviously, and the coaches are appreciative of that. But I'm not sure if we can say he's been there for every single kind of minute and moment and meeting that they've had.
So it was like homeroom senior year of high school.
Yes,
you know?
Pretty much.
You might go, you might not. Well, check in.
Exactly. That's what the mandatory minicamp is for. It's like checking in. It's like, yeah, right. We're going to see who we need to find here. and if you show up, you're basically in the clear and good to go for the next month until training camp.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us here talking some Falcons. Derek Carr retired, so now the Saints seemingly, I don't know, they could have an opening for a veteran quarterback. Are they a viable trade candidate with the Falcons, or is that just a no-go because it's the Saints and the Falcons and that's a rivalry?
I'm seeing Bo just go ballistic behind the glass.
Oh, I know.
I can't hear what he's saying, but he's screaming at the curse words.
Tell Bo to kill him. I already told him it's not personal. It's just because they're the team whose quarterback retired.
It has nothing
to do with it being the Saints.
That's right. I don't think the Falcons would do a deal there. I just think that be in the division, you know, there's so many ways that could burn you. I mean, imagine if that's the game between the Falcons and the Saints was the difference between this team making the playoffs last year. Imagine if that was the case this year.
Because you know it would be.
You know it would be.
Because you know it would be.
Randy made this point yesterday when we were going through the schedule and I brought that up. He was like, that's why you can't do it.
Right.
Is because week 18, Kirk Cousins comes to town and keeps you out of the playoffs, uh-huh. and then everyone has to burn down the stadium.
And like, I always think, and think about it from Terry Fontenot's perspective. Like, that is the one move that you make that is like, okay, that's literally the most avoidable thing you could have done, and you did it.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it's always important to put on your GM hat and think if I were the GM and this, you know, circumstance were to unfold, you know, how would people react to that? How do I actually kind of preserve my own job here? And that's probably the mindset that Terry Fontenot's in this season.
What would be a worse way to go out? Jameis Winston calling the play change on you and sneaking a touchdown.
Or Kirk Cousins.
And you getting fired like the next second, like Arthur Smith.
Or Kirk
Cousins.
Oh, Kirk Cousins having a game like he had against the Philadelphia Eagles last year.
Right.
Oh,
and
my
beating you in week 18 and then Terry Fontenot getting fired, which is the worst way to go out.
Yeah, I think the second one, especially if that includes dropping a very catchable fourth down pass that then leads Kirk Cousins the opportunity to go down the field. Remember, the Eagles were like 99.7% chance to win that game or whatever. That is one of the craziest comebacks.
Dude, Saquon Barkley was the best player in the NFL last year.
Yeah,
he made one bad play all year, and it just so happened to be that drop pass against the Falcons that got him the game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What do you have to do as a reporter of the team, a media member, to get featured and maybe even called out in the schedule release video?
Oh, man, yeah, that's a great question. Well, I think you have to be part of the right organization, first of all, that's willing to be brave enough to put some of the media members out there. You'll probably need to be on a first name basis with the coach, I would say, or, you know, have a
genuine
relationship.
That's got to be a goal of yours, right?
Like it absolutely is. To be featured in any way, you know, is an honor and a privilege. So that's what we're all gunning for. You know, that's why we get out of bed every morning, just chasing that goal, that hope, that dream that someday we could be on an NFL schedule release.
Give me a 1 minute synopsis of this damn soccer team, Joe. What do you see?
It's just a team that has, I mean, we've been saying it forever now, but they don't have much confidence, and now they're playing a much more defensive mentality, like kind of defensive style of game, just to try to keep the goals out. I thought they did a decent job of that this midweek against Austin. They, of course, do concede the goal because one of their former players hits a beautiful free kick. But they didn't give up anything from open play, which I think is a start for this team. However, having said that, the reason why people are interested in Atlanta United is because they have good attacking talent that they have a lot of enthusiasm for, and we're still yet to see that.
Why the hell ain't attacking then, Joe?
Exactly. Well, because I think when they try to move forward and move their players forward up the field, they just get ripped apart coming back the other way. They can't keep possession. They make too many just simple mistakes. That's really what it is. If they could cut out a lot of the simple mistakes, the simple like errors that lead to goals, the results would be a lot better, but you know, it's a problem and worrying that they have not been able to cut that stuff out.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, and it's not one or two games now. We're talking about a pretty big sample size,
and it's every different player.
It's all different players. It's been a rough one. Hopefully, they can get off the schneid this weekend. 7 winless. Yep. Joe, we appreciate it,
JP.
All right, thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, Falcons insider, a little bit of Atlanta United as well.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.